This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, Special K Breakfast Show with Kane and Kyle, and we have a very special guest on the line at the moment, chatting about some zoo stuff, Vanessa Amorosi. Welcome to Joy.
Thanks for having me.
How are you going?
I'm very good.
Good stuff.
No stranger to Joy anyway.
No, a big fan.
No, not at all.
And we love having you on as well. So we're here to chat about a little gig you've got going on at the zoo.
I know. I'm actually quite excited about it. I don't know whether people know too much about the concerts that get held at the zoo, but it's a real outdoor picnic sort of under the stars environment. There's lots of families and friends that sort of gather together. And, yeah, and I get to do a show. So I'm going to do a show with all of my older material as well as my newer stuff, and probably break down and do a bit of an acoustic thing.
Yep.
And yeah.
Now, I heard from a friend who saw you very recently that you might have been taking classes of a dancing nature, and you might have actually done a bit of a pole dance on the stage.
Yeah.
Can we expect that again?
Yeah, of course.
I try and, like, literally do anything that is going to make me a bit nervous on the stage because I've been traveling for so many years on the road. I think I started doing shows when I was around 12, to be honest.
Wow. Yeah.
So now that I'm getting older, I just have become so careless and so out of control that, I do everything. I'd swing off a monkey rope if there was that on there, and I've actually tried to plan that to be in the show.
Yeah. Like,
sort of swing over the audience. But I've always been a dancer, which I keep kind of private because I didn't want anyone to think that I wasn't a professional singer, musician, if I added the dancing back when I started.
Yep.
But now that I've got to this carefree stage, I'm trying to dance
and jump on
the pole and do monkey tricks and all that stuff.
I mean, you're doing it at the zoo. Why not just do the concert from inside the lion enclosure and really risk it?
I've already asked to do something.
Can I sing with the lions?
I asked in the orangutan area. And you know what? I think they might have even thought about it because they came back saying, listen, the noise just might really disturb them.
Oh,
and I'm like,
guys,
I can't believe you even thought about that.
Are you serious?
Look, we've weighed it up, but I think it's the noise will disturb the animals the most, yeah.
Yeah, especially how loud we are with guitar amps and all of that. If we're not asking for trouble just standing in their cage, we're asking for it with those instruments.
Not at all. And with your, you've got some new locks as well. You've got a different colour.
Yeah, I've gone blonde. Well, I have to actually, such a long story, I have to actually bleach my hair blonde to get it that orange colour.
Oh, wow. Oh, really?
So I just decided I'm not putting the orange in, I'm just going to stay blonde for this tour.
Why not?
Well, at the grand final, obviously you performed at the grand final. Probably better than the rest of the acts that were there.
Oh, gosh.
But the hair, I was watching and going, the hair's stunning.
It's fierce.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I've tried to grow my hair out and have the same thing happen, but no, it didn't work.
Yeah, Kyle, it's got a few problems there, Kyle.
Now, a lot of work.
Yes.
Did your hair actually catch on fire? Like, do you smell your hair, like, just bleached
burning
out of it?
What do you mean? Like
when
the lights or just when I'm going to the hairdresser?
just in life. Does your hair ever spontaneously combust?
It does if I stand underneath some of those stage lights.
I reckon. Yeah. Now, when you're having
with all the hairspray, it'll just go woof.
Like Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Pepsi commercial.
Well, that was plastic that burnt there, but it's
was
it? Oh.
Now, I went and saw the Twilights in Sydney a couple of years ago and saw Marsha Hines there. And it's such an amazing environment. Like you say, it's like really family-oriented. You can sit down on a picnic rug and enjoy it. But the most beautiful thing is that it starts, gates open about 5:30, so it kicks off around 7 or 8 o'clock-ish. By the time the concert's finished, it's gone from daylight, beautiful daylight savings, right down to night, and it just the way the evening flows is stunning. So have you done anything like this before?
I've done quite a lot of it because the last couple of months I've been on the road touring and doing outdoor events. But as with the zoo, it's a little bit different because it's a lot more engaging. Mm. It's not like when we do some of those outdoor gigs, it's just about party, like getting people wild. But as with the zoo gig, I can actually really go through what I've done as an artist writing-wise, so I can actually really connect with some of the material that I wouldn't normally pay for a crowd that's been drinking for hours in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. And you can connect with them, I think, on a different level too.
It's definitely, and I can also do different material because there's tons and tons of songs that I don't get through in the two-hour show.
And
I can change my whole catalogue to go through some of the stuff that was on records and that was singles that we don't usually go to play.
Yeah. Now, I was watching the news the other day, and your sweet face popped up about cyberbullying and a new initiative from Kids Helpline.
Yeah, I started working with Kids Helpline when I was around 13. As soon as I had a single, I got involved because I got picked on pretty severely at school, so I really wanted to be a part of trying to get some help out there for kids.
Yeah, and this was all to do with cyberbullying for kids who are experiencing. They can report a bully now.
They can report it. It's just mainly trying to stay safe online and things like that. And, you know, even with the sexting and all that sort of stuff that's going on, just getting people to think about it a little bit harder, because it just spreads like wildfire now. Like, if you have something out there you don't want anyone else to see, it's literally within a couple of seconds the whole school will have it.
Yeah, on their phones.
So, you know, Kids Helpline offer, you know, a 24-hour line they can call. It's all confidential. There's stuff they can't talk about among their friends because it might spread like crazy. They offer all that sort of support, and they've just now released these little information kits to all the schools on parents how to deal with it, teachers how to deal with it, as well as kids.
Yeah, no, it's a great initiative. So you're playing Saturday the 25th of February, your Zoo Twilights series. You can get tickets at zoo.org.au/twilights, or you can go to ticketmaster.com.au if you'd like to see Vanessa Amorosi and bring your picnic rug and your family. It'll be a great event, one not to miss.
And someone who's sold 1.5 million records worldwide.
I know. This is pretty darn good, isn't it?
I'm getting close to 1.5, but I haven't sold that.
Did you know that Kyle actually had a number one hit in the UK?
Yes.
We've made it up because everyone goes number one in the UK. But he did, so he's that's his claim to fame now.
Ooh.
I didn't sing at the Olympics, though, so you've got that one.
That's a big achievement, though. That's a big country to work.
It certainly
is. Hey, like, you're forever on the road working that place.
Oh.
Even just one single.
Look, it's not easy.
It's like Kyle's life. He's forever on the road working it, you know?
Yeah, on the street more.
You laugh, but it's true.
Look, if I had a single...
Welcome to my world. I'm the gypsy that's always on the road, always working it too.
If I had a single, people would burn record shops down. It wouldn't happen.
They're already sort of gone, aren't they?
I know. iTunes would crash.
That's not a good thing.
There you go. Now we're running with the time.
Yeah.
Please never do it, Kyle.
No, I won't do it.
We had the Venga Boys on the show a few weeks ago.
You did not.
We did.
They're amazing.
I was singing their song like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, do you remember this song?
Yes. And we went to their
sister was losing it.
Oh, my gosh. It was fantastic. We went to their concert, and they have four songs. They sang them once. They sang them over again. And then they said, which one would you like us to sing again?
You're joking. Oh, I would have gone to that.
It was amazing.
And it was at the Corner Hotel, which is just not the Venga Boys venue, but it went off.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
It was as camp as all hell.
Bringing that up.
I know, but she was
where are the Venga Boys from? Are they like some special country?
Dutch?
They're Dutch. They're from the Netherlands. And they're actually called the Benga Boys, not the Venga Boys.
Calling them Venga Boys.
I know, we're like the Venga Boys. But we were trying to get some ID tags, and she's like, hold on a second, Kenny and Kylie. Oh, what cute names.
Just like Kath and Kim.
Like Kath and Kim.
Thank you
so much.
No worries.
Have a good day.
I will. Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you on the 25th.
We will. We'll go. We'll certainly go.
Oh, yay! Yeah. Awesome.
We'll be the ones screaming down the front.
Get on the pole! Where's the Lions?
I don't know whether I'm going to pull the pole trick out just because I know there's going to be some kids there. And parents tend to cry sometimes.
I think they would, wouldn't they?
The kids.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like I'm like being total like Vegas whore-ish. I'm doing like gymnastics. Like, the stuff I'm doing is like serious gymnastics. I nearly fall on my head.
It's artistic, isn't it?
I'm not even trying to be sexy. I'm more like a trying to hit the pole.
I'm just trying to stay on my feet.
I'm just trying to actually stay on the pole. That's the truth.
Good luck with that.
We'll go out pole dancing after. Vanessa Amorosi, thank you so much, and enjoy Zoo Twilights. Mm-hmm. Melbourne's a beautiful place. You know Melbourne. You love Melbourne. And Joy loves you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Well, I hope to see everyone down there and in for a good night.
We're there.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.